heart would be a heartache. After all that dull, my edge would be sharpened. It's so dull without you, baby. Can I show you? Let me show you. Now do you remember them things I told you?
Told you.
Because I can't forget the way that I'd hold you. Baby, you got that true contact if you walk back, baby.
Is Bird Note. 19 owls. That's how many species call the U.S. and Canada home. And while some, like this great horned owl, do go hoot in the night, the natural diversity of our 19 defy stereotypes. North America's owls range in size from the 4-pound snowy owl, which stands more than 2 feet tall, to the diminutive elf owl of the southwestern deserts, who weighs less than 2 ounces. The spotted owl inhabits deep, dark, old-growth forests, while the flammulated owl prefers open pine woods. And the short-eared owl floats over wide-open grasslands. All owls are carnivores, but their diets range from mammals the size of jackrabbits to insects like moths and crickets. Boreal owls hunt in total darkness, using only their hearing. Northern hawk owls hunt by sight in broad daylight. A few migrate with the seasons. Others remain on their territories year-round. 19 owls, 19 distinctive natural histories. You can learn more about all of them at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Hello, welcome back to CJSF on Burnaby Mountain. I am Charlotte, and I have my guest Nicole today, and this show is about negotiation, AI, and entrepreneurship. But it's casual, so yeah, we can just learn things from our experiences. And the three songs you listened earlier, the first one called Advice, it was by Night School, and the second one was Up From Here by Logan Richard. And the last one was Love Fool by Tanika Charles. All right, let's back to our conversation. So earlier we were talking about Nicole did so many jobs and that prepared her to be an entrepreneur. So she obviously had a lot of techniques and advice from networking people, because we all understand that networking is super important because people are really where all the information and resources come from. So Nicole, we'll talk about the three steps to practice ourselves, shortening our conversation or self-introduction, and what are the other things you think are important in terms of networking?
Yes, the next one is making sure that you have a way for people to contact you. So whether it's having a business card, or I know there's a new thing where a lot of people are having QR codes or cards just with a QR code to get connected. A third thing that is really helpful, actually, at least for me, I've noticed, is having an Instagram account. I found that a lot of people, if they're trying to connect with you through social media, one of the first things they ask out of all of the platforms is Instagram.
Right.
So if you don't have a website, but you have Instagram, that is like a great way to be connected. But I have been to many networking opportunities and forgot my business cards.
Okay.
And people, though it's 2025, people still appreciate a business card.
Oh, really?
And yeah, they do, actually. It's shocking, because I thought, you know, the QR codes were going to take over. I feel like there's a little bit of almost of a half and half with that when mm-hmm. I go to networking things, but the business card is a big one, and I'll tell you why. I've done this before, is that people have taken a photo with the business card and the other person to remember who it was.
All right.
And you can't always do that with the QR code.
That's correct. I've been always thinking, should I spend that money on the physical business card? Because I do collect a lot of business card from others, which I really appreciate it. But a lot of time, you know, I do take pictures first, because it is really difficult for me to carry all those hard papers and pile them. Sometimes they are really piled. And nowadays, when we want to look for something, look for somebody, we go online and search instead of like pull out all the business card
exactly.
and just read them through.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I'm shocked that people still use them, but they do. So I love like what you just shared, is like taking a photo of the business card allows the entrepreneur to keep the card, so
right.
they're not like going through them too much.
Okay.
And then for the other person to not have like a big collection of business cards walking away with, right?
Okay.
So if you just take a photo of it, like it is very effective, but I do encourage you to have just a handful on you. I don't encourage, like years ago, you know, people would be buying 500 business cards, 1,000 business cards.
Okay.
I don't encourage that.
Yeah.
I think you can get the smallest batch.
I think so. Well, before I was thinking maybe I should just self-print one or two and asking people taking pictures,
100%.
But don't take it away. But that makes me look really cheap. So I'm in a dilemma. Should I do that? Does that make me sound better or worse?
I think you can still do that, because sometimes even if you bought a whole bunch, sometimes you run out and you're down to your last two.
Yeah.
So that could be the same situation, right? But I do think, like I said, it's good to have at least one so that you can take a photo of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or having some kind of way easily to connect through social media.
I agree, because some people, they don't feel comfortable adding social media, like from, let's say, Instagram, because not everybody has private and work account. So a lot of time they will say, hey, let's connect on LinkedIn. But I would say LinkedIn is such a place that you connect to everybody, including the people you really don't remember who they are or never met. So that way, I sometimes feel like, okay, yeah, let's connect on LinkedIn. But if I don't send a conversation, start the conversation right now, I will never be able to find them back.
It's so true. And I love that you brought up LinkedIn because, yes, LinkedIn is a great tool. But I find that when I'm going out to like a networking event or, any sort of event, it sometimes depends on who I'm trying to connect with.
Yeah.
So I am in food, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to collaborate with other chefs or other restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, like, Instagram becomes the better way to connect with them than LinkedIn.
For sure.
Right? And so that's why LinkedIn is good, but sometimes not always. It depends on who you are trying to connect with.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah. I definitely like how Instagram is so visual.
Yes.
Like, I pull out the count if they post anything. If they do want to promote their business or what they do, they definitely post. Yeah. So when I pull out their page, I immediately understand what they're doing.
Exactly.
If that's related to work.
I know, that's kind of why I also recommend Instagram, because I call it like your digital portfolio.
Right.
So for me, doing food, like, if you come on my page, you're going to see the things that I've done, the networking events that I've done, some of the events I've thrown, some of the opportunities that I've been invited to. But then you also get to see the food that I've created, right? And then people get connected to what I do visually right away. Whereas LinkedIn doesn't, like, my personal profile of LinkedIn doesn't share that story.
Yeah, exactly. I feel so.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do feel that there is a barrier between people when you connect through LinkedIn. Although, I mean, it could be still that you feel strangers and on Instagram, but Instagram does give you a more private feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that when people post stories, it's so easy to sort of see it.
Yeah.
However, I also understand that because it's more private, people turn to feel, oh, I don't want it to connect every single people that a person that I met on the work event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There are other apps too that I find could be also good, but I don't feel that everybody's using it enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't become like as effective, right?
Right.
So for example, Threads, I like Threads. I do use it, but I find that not everybody's on Threads.
No,
you
I'm not on
me,
Threads
right?
even.
And so therefore it's like, okay, it's great that I have it, but it's not the most effective if I'm networking if nobody else has it.
Exactly.
The same with Blue Sky, right?
I've never heard of it.
So it's like the other Twitter or the other X, right? But I have it, and I got it when it was new and it was shiny and, you know, all that. But then I don't use it.
Yeah.
And so therefore my contacts are not, they're not local, they're not people that I can meet up with to try to build relationships with.
Exactly.
So it kind of becomes a platform that isn't the best to share when I'm networking in person.
Yeah, I really agree with you. I find this is somehow challenging because there is not a universal way or app. We don't want one app to control everybody.
No, we don't.
Yeah. But however, there is, if you wanted to connect people from a platform, you want to make sure that most of the people are on that platform, and then that's possible to get connected.
Exactly.
Right?
I do find, like, depending on the space that you're in. So for example, if I go to something that is more arts centered, so let's say like a gallery opening, or I'm going to watch the theater or anything like that, most people are going to have Instagram.
Oh.
Right? But if I go to something that is like through like the Chamber of Commerce or, you know, something more business focused, I find that LinkedIn will be the way that people want to connect.
Okay.
And if I go to something where it is like older, like people of my generation, that it's more like maybe a casual networking. Maybe it's like a mixer kind of thing at a restaurant or something like that. Sometimes Facebook is the way to connect, right? So I find that you kind of have to like look at where you are networking, and then you'll notice that you might change the way that you connect.
It's kind of a little bit contextual.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. What are the other things that you think we should be aware of?
One of the things that I've done, not necessarily to be aware of, but just like a tip, because I know going to a networking event alone can be stressful. It's especially if it's like it's not something that you do often, kind of thing. I do encourage bringing someone with you.
Oh, right.
You know, and not thinking that you have to, even if you're a solopreneur, like sometimes we do have another friend that also does something, so invite them to it. Or sometimes you just have a friend who's supportive of what you do and invite them to it, you know, so that it's, I don't encourage necessarily a group, because sometimes when you go in a group, you stay in your group.
Yes. Yeah.
But I do encourage like bringing one other person.
Yeah.
A lot of events always, you know, ask, you know, is offer a plus one, and I encourage you to utilize it just so that it's not so scary or to do it alone.
I agree. I also noticed that if I have a friend that I trust, and then I feel that I have more courage to sort of share my opinions, because mentally you do know that there's someone else, and this person is trustworthy, and I can just share more, and maybe I will bring, they will bring up something brainstorming.
Absolutely.
But I also agree with you. Like, you don't want to bring somebody, or you don't want to be the person who is really not that independent.
Exactly.
So then it become like you two stick together, or you stick with the group. Then nobody dares to talk to you guys.
Exactly.
People don't want to join that a group of people who just tightly
that are tightly together. Yeah, they feel like they can't.
They feel scared.
Yeah, they feel scared to join.
Yeah, they're scared
for sure. I also encourage you that even if you bring one person, to think about the person that you're bringing, because sometimes you can bring a person who talks more than you do.
Oh, right.
And then they become the focus more than you.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of find the balance sometimes.
Yeah, I think that could be me. So I need to, that's something that I really, now I know why I lost some friends or why I have hard time connecting them. I'm just kidding. But I think, sometimes you do want to find the balance. Or let's say for the friend, or if I'm the plus one, I probably want to know that what is my role.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is so great. And if the plus one is somebody who also has their own creative practice, you know what I mean? Then it's like you're both in the same boat, and then are kind of there just kind of like being support for each other. Sometimes your friend doesn't have anything, and they're kind of like your cheerleader.
Yeah.
Right? And so sometimes they're the ones that, especially in the first few networking opportunities that somebody goes out into the world with, it is scary.
Yeah.
To go by yourself and start talking about your business and all of that. Like, it's not that easy. And sometimes we have friends that love what we do so much that they want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is.
I think that's even better if somebody else can kind of complimentary or, you know, like the cheerleader.
Exactly.
Or if you want to introduce and your friends understand that, and they will ask it like, hey, what are you doing?
Exactly.
And then you have that kind of ladder.
Exactly.
You know, that reminds me of one mistake that I made, that I really wanted to promote my business. I really wanted to promote the project. And I thought, okay, I have to be courageous. I need to be able to stand up and talk about my thing. I need to be fully prepared. So I fully prepared, and I dress up well. I put a lot of effort showcase my project. And then I realized the person who want us to go is probably be the the other, like, her audience.
Oh, right.
But in that case, I could really, you know, I don't think I did, because I don't think I did anything that's greater than what she did. Mm-hmm. She is much more senior. But like I said, mm-hmm. I didn't understand the theme very well, right. So I don't think she was completely happy about it. So yeah, it was embarrassing. I did not do it intentional, but I thought about it. I felt like, oh mama, it was not good. It's anti-promotional. Yeah. So yeah, I did not try to piss off other people, but I think I was young, so I was like, why she never had the time to really listen to my product or project. And also other people trying to introduce what I'm doing. They thought it was cool to her. Yeah. And she always trying to go into other places. But then I realized maybe because she doesn't want to stand with me, because I look like I am the hosting the thing.
Right.
So that was a mistake. Yeah. And I hopefully I can apologize to her about that.
But you live and you learn, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one thing about entrepreneurship is making mistakes.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is a trial and error experience. Even when you've ran a business before and start another one, you're still learning with the other one, right?
Like,
because it's, in many cases, it's a different market, it's a different avenue, right? You're still kind of learning. And for me, being in running two businesses before where they're kind of like in two different audiences,
right?
It is different, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my networking and, you know, the way I used to network with the first business is a little different than the way that I do it now, right?
Yeah, I do agree. Especially now, I'm in the technology field, we really, really emphasize how important the iteration is. Like, we really, I think for all entrepreneurs or for everybody, we try not to be the perfectionist.
Right.
To fully prepared, we have to kind of suck first. We have to swallow those kind of really awkward feeling or being confused.
Yes.
So I really feel like now I realize everybody has that stage or they are still in there that we kind of do on it, mm-hmm. do on the mistakes that we made mm-hmm. or the awkwardness we cause to each others, or we failed. How do you have anything that you can share with us to overcome this feeling and just really understand that we should do it?
For me, if I'm feeling it at an actual event, because it happens, mm-hmm. not just after, you know what I mean? When you kind of think about how it went, sometimes it happens that you start feeling it when you're there.
Oh,
and one of the things I do is I will go outside.
Yeah.
Go for a little bit of walk. Go to the washroom. You know what
All
I mean?
Right.
Like, kind of like put myself away for a second to kind of like regroup.
Yeah.
You know, go grab some water.
Yeah.
You know, like go even, a lot of times they have even like food or whatever, you know, go get something to eat. Sometimes we haven't even eaten.
Yeah, exactly. But don't eat too much.
Don't eat too much.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't even say drink. I was like, get some water.
Yeah.
You know, go for a walk. In many cases, you can just go outside and have like just some fresh air.
Right.
And I find that that has been helpful, because even if you're feeling anxious, not because you've done anything, sometimes it's just overwhelming. Like, it's overstimulation. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've been at some of the networking events that I've been at are actually conferences.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great way to network, right?
Yeah, right?
So sometimes I'm at conferences just because I went to it. Sometimes I'm at a conference because I'm speaking on the panel, and then you're networking after.
Yeah.
And these conference experiences start early. Sometimes they're like 2-3 days back to back. It's tiring. It's kind of tiring. And so I encourage people to like take that time away sometimes,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, even if you're going to like a jam-packed weekend of networking, whatever, like still take some moments out of the schedule for yourself so that you can like get balanced again, you know what I mean? Like decompress,
right,
whatever.
Right.
Because unless you're the work that you're doing is a public speaker, most of us are not speaking all the time, like, right? Like, most of us are working on our craft. We're working on, you know, our product. We're working on our service and all that. But we're not necessarily talking all the time.
Right.
So we do need a break, and we forget about that. And we think that, you know, I've heard so many people after a conference be like, I need to sleep for a week because, you know, it's draining to speak to 50 people, 60 people, 70 people, 100 people over a short time.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I also would just really encourage us, everybody, especially for female entrepreneurs or female professionals, we just don't need to really put that much weight on ourselves, because it's not like, because I know that a lot of time, for myself at least, I feel that I blame myself if I don't finish a task or reach some goals, or I feel I connected to some people, but they are not necessarily the right networks for my current project. But that's okay.
That's totally okay. And don't forget that sometimes you connect with somebody that may not be a connection for you, but it could be a connection from your professional circle.
Right.
A lot of connections have come, and that have come my way haven't come directly because I met them at a networking.
Yeah.
It's come through somebody else.
Exactly. Like, I also think networking is not something that's like overnight or something you can rush for, because we're all human. We need to build trust a little bit. So it's probably better that when they see us first time, the second time, and as long as we keep doing what we're doing and letting people know what we're doing, so maybe they saw us promoting this thing on social media or somewhere else, they'll be like, oh, you know what, I have a friend who's doing this.
Absolutely. As somebody who has been with my current business now for like since 2021, I would say that, like, I started to get more traction in the last year or so.
Oh.
It takes sometimes people like many times to know about you, hear about you, see you, for them to actually trust you. And so that is the thing too about networking, is that not to think that, oh, I'm going to an event, I'm going to make all the deals, I'm going to make all the connections. It is something that, like you said, you have to like keep at it,
right,
kind of thing, and just keep putting yourself out there. And the more that people see you and know that you know your business, is that if they can't work with you, they will most likely interact with somebody who might be able to work with you.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't want to introduce their partners, their investors, their friends to somebody they don't even know.
Exactly.
And so integrity is actually super important. I think nowadays some people just promote their business on social media without really have the right integrity about what they're saying. So yeah, we just be who we are and doing the right thing. And I would say going to the event networking way better to see it planting a seed and then growing the tree, and over the time it will be there, but not today.
Not necessarily today. And sometimes we get, like, sometimes miracles happen, right? Sometimes that does happen. But I don't go into networking opportunities with that expectation anymore.
Right.
Because I've learned that it's not always like that. It is like sometimes they just have to finally meet you for the first time.
Okay.
And then see you again.
Yeah.
A few times before they want to either work with you or connect you with somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing today about the networking things, strategies. And next Thursday at the same time, we will dig deeper about your current business and we will talk more about how self-negotiating to prepare ourselves to all this kind of situations and how to use those strategies and techniques. Because a lot of time they are contextual.
Absolutely. And I'm so looking forward to like digging more deep, especially when it comes to negotiation.
Right, exactly. Negotiation is everywhere.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Nico. And thank you, everybody, to listen to our show. And next Thursday, every Thursday, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. is our show, which is talking about negotiation, AI, and entrepreneurship. And we are having the serial conversation with Nicole, who is doing her food business, and she's also working for multiple jobs. Thank you.